Welcome to this lake meditation. So this meditation is often done in a lying down position. And I would like to invite you to settle in the posture that you have chosen, which can be on a sofa, on a mat, on a bed, wherever that's possible for you. And feeling the contact points of your body with whatever you're lying on, your head, your shoulders, your arms, your back, and your legs and heels. Sensing that you are lying, allowing yourself this time as a me time, a moment to shift into presence, to shift into being and sensing. Feel your weight as it's distributed on the floor or bed. And sensing your body as it's lying here. Feeling your feet. Sensations in your feet and toes, your lower legs, upper legs, your thighs, buttocks, your back, whole back, also your pelvis, your belly, your chest, your arms and hands, and finally your head. Noticing the different sensations in your body as it's lying here. How's the body in this moment? What kind of sensations can you detect? can be sensations of relaxation, tingling, tensions, vibration, digestion, allowing all sensations to be here exactly as they are. And then bringing awareness to your breathing wherever you feel it most. In your belly, chest, throat or nostril. If you wish, you could even put one or two hands on your belly or chest so you feel the movement with the breath. Letting the breath be as it is, without trying to change or regulate it in any way. Allowing it to flow naturally with its own rhythm, knowing that you are perfectly well right now, nothing to do. You don't need to intervene in the breathing. Allowing the breath breathe by itself. And as you are lying here, letting an image form in your mind's eye of a lake. It can be large or small. Can be deep or shallow, blue or green, muddy or clear. So taking the time to form an image of a lake can be a lake that you've seen in a recent vacation, can be a lake from your childhood. Picturing this lake in your mind's eye, the color, the shape, the shores. It could be that you can see the reflection of trees or plants or other things in its water when it's still. And also noticing how it feels when you evoke that image of a lake. And if you find it difficult to revoke an image, you can also make it up. You can imagine a lake. With no wind, the surface will be flat, like a mirror, reflecting the trees or the sky and clouds. And at other times, winds may come and stir up waves so that the reflections disappear. And sometimes sunlight sparkles in the ripples and dances on the waves. Also, the lake is different during daytime and nighttime. In the night, there might be the reflection of the moon on the lake. When the surface is still. And imagining how the lake is undergoing transformations during the different seasons of life. Or there might be different baby ducks in spring, maybe some flowers. And in the summer, there might be lots of insects and the sun reflecting on the surface. In the fall, winds may go over the lake, creating big waves and storms. Might be even dangerous to go close to the lake. And in the winter, the lake may freeze. But there might still be movement and life below with fish and different other animals. And as you're lying here, aware of your breathing, with the image of the lake in your mind's eye, allowing yourself to bring this image inside yourself so that you merge with the lake, you become the lake. If that's possible for you. If you find it difficult to become the lake, you can just imagine. Keep on visualizing the lake with a felt sense of your breathing going like gentle waves through your body. So you're becoming a breathing lake, a lake with gentle waves. Allowing your mind and your heart to be open and receptive. And reminding yourself that while there might be so many changes on the surface of the lake through the seasons and different daylight, deep down, there is complete stillness. Deep down, there's calm, there's peace. It's just the surface which may be agitated and changing from time to time. And just like this, changes on the surface. Your life is tested by the seasons of your emotions. Coming and going. Like waves. And so you're lying here, observing the fleeting thoughts and feelings, impulses and reactions, coming and going, like waves and ripples. Noticing their effects, and at the same time being connected to this deep stillness that we all have inside of us. Can you identify not only with the surface of the lake, but with its entire body and water? With the stillness below the surface, even when the surface is agitated. And in the same way, in your daily life, can you be in touch with the changing content and intensity of your thoughts and feelings, but also with this deep sense of peace, of awareness itself, which is below the surface of your mind. And the lake can teach us and remind us of this stillness inside of ourselves. So lying here, peaceful, in touch with the gentle waves of your breathing, in touch with that deep stillness inside. taking a final deep in breath and a slow out breath. And letting the image of a lake fade into the background.